Pacific Lake. You would be able to speak hands-free. I don't know if you'd be able to use the button on your steering wheel, though. That depends on your vehicle and your phone. There's too many variables in there, but you'd have to try it. You'd have to try it, but I know the Bluetooth would for sure work on Echolink and DB Switch. Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima and DE5RY, this is Victor Echo 5 X-Ray Lima Mobile.
Thank you so much for this information. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, I figured out, we'll see what happened. Hi. But, sometimes you need to be very careful about it, but I don't mind to use my mobile microphone when I'm driving, but you know what, my own opinion is if I connect my DV switch or my Echolink, and I'm going to go to on the Bluetooth, so I know I need to set up something on my phone if I'm driving, right? So, I don't need to use my phone by my hand, you know what I mean? I just answer and bingo, done. Back to you.
Roger, Pierre. I don't know if the audio will work via Bluetooth, but I don't know if the push-to-talk on Echolink and DV Switch would work with the button on your steering wheel, like as a push-to-talk button. But you may still have to push the push-to-talk button on your phone to transmit. That you would have to experiment with and see. I know on some vehicles it may work, depending on your vehicle and how it communicates with your phone. It may enable some of the buttons on your steering wheel to act as a push-to-talk switch, but that is something you'd have to experiment with, and it's a good idea. Try convincing the RCMP that the phone that you're talking to while you're driving is amateur radio. Hi.
V5
and V5RY, this is Victor Echo 5 X-Ray Lima.
USL, no problem. Yeah, I got it. Well, I know a lot of RCMP police around Saskatchewan, I tell you right now. And Saskatoon police, no problem. Don't worry about it. Well, I would like just to make sure, that's all. I never use it to try to figure out to connect my car with the Bluetooth and my phone, if I use a DV switch or something else, right? So, DV switch, I love it, so I don't know. So we'll see what happens. So maybe sometime I try to figure out what's going on later. So, but thank you so much for your information. So I appreciate that, and all my best. So anyway, so my friend is coming tomorrow. Tango Mike is coming in Saskatoon, so I need to pick it up, my friend, at the motel in Saskatoon, and we need to go to the hospital and for the MRI test. The stuff need to be done. So I will be there early tomorrow morning. So thank you so much for the USO, and I appreciate that. Back to you. V5 Alpha Lima Mobile, and all my best for you guys. Back to you.
No problem, Pierre. I wish you all the best day in helping out Tom. Dave, V5RY, V5X Lima, how many squad tails are you counting, or are you going to visit Peter?
Okay, real good. And again, 73 in Pierre, that sounds like you got a good answer from Dave. But when you do that testing, make sure you're sitting in your driveway, not driving down the road there. Hi. And if that means you can operate hands-free then, Pierre, that would be wonderful. That would be very good for sure. So, yeah, Dave, I'm counting three squelch tails that time. I don't know. Sometimes I hear three, sometimes I hear four, depending on who seems to be on and what equipment and so on, I guess. But this last transmission, I counted three squelch tails, and I think that's what I'm getting on the average here, Dave. And the repeater seems to be functioning well. I got it up on 25 watts. I did replace the cabling there between the duplexer and the repeater, and we did some moving of cables around a bit and so on, and so far it seems to be reasonably happy there, reasonably happy. Having said that, you can let me know here how many squelch tails you hear when I come back, but having said that, yeah, it seems like the squelch on the repeater does like to be set a little bit higher than I thought. So I don't set it on the threshold anymore. I set it on, it's about halfway position. So I'll be interested to know if that's about where you set your squelch on your Yaesu repeater down there, Dave. Over to you there, the E5XL. Here is the E5RY Humboldt.
V5RY, V5XL. Very good, Dave. Yeah, I think mine is just about halfway. I think it's one notch above halfway. And I also was up at the repeater today doing some adjustments, replacing the node radio that we have, and I also enabled subaudible tones. So I think I'm hearing four squelch tails, but the fourth one is very soft. So I'm hearing three for sure, and maybe the fourth one from you. But the last time when we did the testing when I was at home, I didn't have the DCS enabled on the repeater transmitter, so I was hearing everything. So now it might be cutting out the last squelch tail for me. I don't know. Let's try it again. V5RY, V5XY, Lima, Boba.
Yeah, okay, very good there, Dave. No, I'm here only hearing three from you here right now. I'll just key and unkey a couple times so you can count them on your end there, the 5RY testing. And we'll try it again, the 5RY testing. So how many do you count on your end? Go ahead.
Okay, that way I only hear three, but I'm just going to try something on my radio here. Just give me a minute, I'll come back to you, and you can do that again.
Yeah, okay, roger, roger.
V5RY, V5XY, Lima. Let's do some tests again.
Okay, yeah, I still think I'm hearing three, I think, is what it is. So when I'm on just local here on our repeater, I just hear two squelch tails, only two. Dave. So interesting about your subaudibles there too. I'll have to talk to you about that, but I don't want to take us off topic for too much then. So what did you change on this last transmission? Go ahead.
There we go. Yes, all I did was turn off the GCS decoder on my mobile receiver, and yeah, I'm hearing four squelch tails now. So before when I had the DCS on, it softens the last squelch tail, so I don't actually even hear it. But if I'm looking at the radio, I can see that it's there. So I just turned off the DCS decoder on my receiver here, and now I hear four squelch tails. V5RY, V5XY Lima.
interesting. All right, well, that time I counted four squash tails, so that is so interesting. But you say it's only on your receiver there, so it's the repeater has the subaudible that it's transmitting, and it's just a matter of whether you have your a subaudible tone on your receiver turned on or off there, so that shouldn't make any difference with what I hear, I don't think, unless you're going both ways with tones there, Dave. So, interesting. Okay, well, I'll just key and unkey a couple more times just for you, just so you can count them, and one more time, here we go. Okay, NVE5RY testing, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Okay, so you've still got four squelch tails there, go ahead.
Okay, roger, roger, yes I do, yep, and the, yeah, on our repeater, we're just using subaudible on the transmit so that anybody can hear the repeater, but it cuts out the interference and the random noise that triggers up the squelch sometimes. So I'm going to turn that back on so that my receiver is a little quieter, V5RY, V5X-ray, V5X-ray.
Yeah, roger, exactly there, Dave. Yeah, well, with all the electronics and RF and so on in today's environment and the internet, I blame a lot. It's certainly noticeable. I think subaudible squelch may be the way to go here, and we may introduce that here at some point there too. So it's interesting that you've tried that route and it seems to be working for you, so that's great. A much quieter receiver, you don't have to worry about extraneous noise when you're going through traffic lights or past office buildings or whatever there too. We've got a bad intersection in Humboldt here, just at our main street, you know, and every time we go past that point, it almost always opens up the squelch there unless I've got it tightened up, you know, moderately kind of thing. So we know there's some RF coming out there, that's for sure. So excellent there, Dave. I'm just thrilled. So hopefully you're in a good situation with your repeater. It's sounding good there, I hope. There, VE5 X-ray Lima near Swift Current. Here's VE5 RY Humboldt.
Dave, yeah, I was just giving a chance for anybody else to jump in here, and they aren't. So yeah, I was thinking it's easy to turn their subaudibles on your repeater there. You have it at your house, so that's just a couple of touches, and then you've got your. I experimented with the CTCS tones, like the subaudible, and it didn't seem to work as well as the DCS. The DCS, the digital squelch, seems to be a little more consistent, but then again, not everybody has DCS-capable equipment either, so you got to kind of find the happy medium that works for everybody. V5RY, V5 X-ray Lima Mobile.
Yeah, okay, roger. Yeah, okay, so you are saying that the DCS actually works better than the subaudible, then. You're happier with that performance. What happens with just the CTSS? Do you still get some noise once in a while, or what happens?
I'm finding that you have to have almost a full quieting signal for the CTCS tone to open up the squelch. So if the signal is going to be a fringe level signal, then it won't open up the squelch, whereas the DCS will open up even on a fringe level signal coming from the repeater. So it seems to be a little more robust than the subaudible.
Oh, okay. Well, that's worth knowing there, Dave. I appreciate that that information. So we'll keep that in mind when we're trying to get things going here on this end. Yeah, well, the other thing that we're hopefully going to do as time goes on, and you let me know if you're have to stop there at your destination there too, Dave. But yeah, the other thing that we're doing is in the future, perhaps having the repeater on Fusion, and so then we'll operate it in the automatic mode. And on paper, it should work. VE4 Charlie Alpha, Rob tells me they do it in Winnipeg with their repeaters. And so they just have a subaudible tone or even an FM. I'll just reset.